Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, the run into the most exciting season in the history of football is underway. The mighty Reds are in the hunt for four trophies, and we have got that covered from all angles, whether it's pre-game.
There are big similarities between United and Liverpool because of the history and the success and the demand to be the best.
Post-game, when Liverpool got better in the second half, it came because we unleashed Andy Roberts.
A plus. Yes, excellent work in the XG goal timeline graph.
Documentaries.
So why not take a trip back in time with me now as we look at the story of a crew.
Features. And interviews.
Yeah, I played against him in I think it was just after lockdown. We played Blackburn and played Liverpool at Anfield.
There has never been a better time to join Redmen Plus and get yourself more Redmen content, more cultural features, closer access to the city of Liverpool, the club, and the vibes on the streets of Liverpool as we head towards an unprecedented end to the 2022 season. What a ride it has been. Come and join us over on redmenplus.com. It is a streaming service built specifically for Liverpool fans, and we want you over there, whether you like video content or podcast content. We have got you covered in your native podcasting app. There are two tiers available. Club Captain gets you access to all of the content, but if you want more, if you want to get closer to the Redmen TV team, then you can join as a club legend, get access to our Discord group, and don't forget there's also a whole bunch of extra perks, including free merchandise, oh yes, and live show tickets as well. Redmen Plus, the best independent Liverpool media streaming service on the planet today. Get involved. Head to redmenplus.com.
Hello.
Kirsty, from the start of the first couple.
Hi, Trent.
Hello.
Well, your manager's certainly expecting them to come out fighting in this second leg. You take that two-goal lead to Villarreal, but how do you have to go into the game? What kind of mindset do you need?
To go over there and win, to be honest. It's, you know, we have got the lead to protect, and that comes with some game management for us. We know we can't be silly over there and get drawn into the way they want to play the game. But at the same time, we go over there wanting to win, and wanting to make sure we get through to the final. 2-0 up is a good lead for us, and we're happy with it. But at the same time, it's a dangerous one, and we can't let complacency slip in. It's about going over there and wanting to win the game, score goals, put the game to bed, hopefully early on. But we know it is going to be difficult, and it's easier said than done. But that's the aim for us.
What would making that final mean to you? You've held that trophy before. What memories have you got of that day, and does that drive you on again?
Definitely. I think when you do get so close to it, you start to kind of have them memories of what it felt like, the lead up to it, the special feelings you had, sharing it with your family and obviously your teammates and the staff and things like that. And it's an exciting time. So I think, you know, one game away from getting there again is exciting for us. We put in the work this season, had an excellent campaign so far, seen off a lot of difficult opponents, and then hopefully, I said tomorrow I'll be able to put them to bed and get to our, I think it's their final in 5 years, I heard, so it's a good sign. Hopefully we'll be able to get there.
All the best.
Thank you very much.
Chris.
Hi, Trent. Given your importance to the team, it's quite rare that you get a day off as such. How important could it be getting a rest on Saturday ahead of a month with six, potentially, quite possibly seven crucial games?
Yeah, I think... I think probably since the turn of the year, it's been like this. It's been relentless, a game every 3-4 days. So, you know, and it just goes to show the quality we've got as a team, as a squad, to be able to make changes that potentially in other seasons we haven't been able to make, and we kind of see a strain towards the end of the season. Whereas I feel like, if I'm talking on behalf of all the lads, we feel as fit as ever, we feel fresh, we feel good going into every game. And yeah, being able to make them rotations obviously helps recover the legs, and also gives other lads minutes to go out there and perform as well. And seeing we've been able to rotate and change who's playing, but maintain that consistency of results.
And when you speak about those memories of winning the final in Madrid, it's a credible thing. You're 23 years old, and this is your third Champions League semi-final. What have you learned from those experiences, and how do you, has it helped you maybe deal with this situation as well?
Yeah, I think looking back on the two previous semis, we made it quite difficult for ourselves, especially in them second legs. We've had to dig deep and see the game out. So hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to do it a little bit easier than what we had previously. But you don't take these things for granted. You know that, you know, the four teams left in a Champions League campaign are always up there with the best teams in the world. So that's what we're up against. We're up against the team going away from home, always difficult as well. We're expecting their fans to be really pushing them on and making it difficult for us, likewise with the way they're going to play as well. So we're expecting a difficult game. But I think when we set up and we've gone through our analysis today, we point out their weaknesses and obviously their strengths as well, and hopefully we'll be able to use that to our advantage.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we'll just go over to Zoom. Juliet, if you can do the next two, please.
Yeah, Trent, just picking up on that. Apologies, in the hotel room reception here. Jürgen said just a few before you came in that, you know, you never know if you'll reach a semi-final again. So is that another tool, those players that you use to get you through, you know, the situation that you find yourself in?
Definitely, yeah. You know, it's easy to kind of get that complacency of, you know, we've got world-class players, world-class staff, a world-class manager. This is our third semi-final in 5 years, so probably going to get there again, and we will get there again, so it doesn't really matter. But that's not the case for us. It's, like you said, you don't know if we are going to get this opportunity, but we're in a really good position right now, so we need to make the most of it and make sure that we change that from the semi-final to making it to another final.
And also, you know, as players, I was just wondering how you deal with the fact that, you know, you're getting closer and closer to where you want to be and the situations that you want to be in and success and everything else, but that every game that you're playing right now, it's like everything is on the line. And it's just the pressure cranks up, you know, you win another game, so the pressure goes into the next one. I was just wondering, as players, how you cope with all of that.
I feel like we thrive off it. I've said it before, I feel like this is always the best time in the season for us lads. Every game's a final. Pushing on all four fronts, really. Well, all three now. So these are the exciting games. You want to be playing in these. You want everything on the line. You want every game to feel like you have to win it. And I feel like the lads feel the same way. It's exciting, the buzz you get from scoring a goal in the game, and you know it's vitally important. The goal on Saturday, Naby's goal, there was a feeling of it's a big goal. It's difficult to go there and score. Same with Hendo's cross shot against Villarreal. Just them kind of goals, they give you a different feeling of this is big, this is massive. And then there's the feeling after the game as well, knowing that the 3 points or the win is big for you. These are the best times that we're gonna have as a team, and I think when you are pushing on all three fronts now, going into the last month of the season, it's an exciting time for us all.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck. Thank you.
Chris, thank you very much. No, hopefully not. Hopefully them extra 2 years are just as successful as the ones we've had with them so far. No, I always feel like it's been an increase in success over every season we've had, and I think this season is a special one so far. Going into this final run of fixtures, they can really make it something special for us. So yeah, it gives us that boost there. But hopefully we've got, I think, 4 more years of these kind of seasons to come.
Where were you when you found out we were as a group training ground, or was it just...
No, I think we were all at home, to be fair. Oh, there wasn't like a big celebration of the gaffer staying for another 2 years, let's all have a party. No, it was somewhere in between. It's difficult. I feel like it's hard for news to really sink in. When games are so thick and fast, I think there'll come a point where we'll be able to settle down and be like, that was good news for us. That was something that we wanted to hear. But I think even the manager wouldn't have wanted it to kind of distract us or take our focus away from the game. So, no, as a set of lads, we're very focused on what we need to do. The manager hasn't spoken about it. The manager, no one's really mentioned it. You know, business as usual. But. You know, in the back of our minds, it is another 2 years, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, to make them successful.
Okay, Andy?
Hi, Trent. Earlier in the season, you said that for a squad of this talent, it should be, you know, one trophy per season minimum. Would you revise that opinion now you're so close to a lot more?
Yeah, I did say one trophy a season minimum, and that's, you know, probably in a season that's not really one of our best, but we're in fine form. We played outstanding really all season. We've been able to win in all different kind of ways, and when we are staying down the battle of a few trophies, it's kind of, you know, we win every game here in May now, and hopefully we've got our hands on a lot more silverware, and that's what we're looking at. So I think, like I said before, these kind of games are exciting for us. This time of the season, no. You think back to this time last season, and we were struggling, trying to work our way back into the top four and secure Champions League, and to be here now, we're second in the table, point off City, second leg of the Champions League semis, into an FA Cup final. Who can complain? No, this is a very special season for us all, and hopefully we'll be able to see it through, and come the end of May, hopefully we'll. We'll be in the history books again.
Okay, then we'll finish with Paul.
Is there no element of fear about that you might have a bad night and you might not take that extra step towards another trophy? Does that never come into your mind that it could go wrong? You just never think like that. Also, I was just wondering, are you going to Are you under pressure for free kicks now?
I've had him a year for that. Obviously, first and foremost, anything can happen in football. Anything can happen. So we go over there, and we know that they're a top quality side, and they're able to beat world class opponents as their world class opponents as well. Seeing them knock out Juve and Bayern, kind of, I think they thrive off being that underdog, and they play up to that. So it's important for us not to get complacent, and that's very important for us. In our camp, we're not complacent at all. We know it's not the old cliche, it's only half time, 2-0 up, the next goal's vitally important in this tie, and we know that. So we expect any outcome, to be honest. Obviously, we're not going over there thinking, oh, we're going to lose, but, you know, you do understand that if we're not 100%, then yeah, we can lose. But if we are at 100%, we can go over there and win the game as well. So it's important for us to make sure that we're at it, our focus is 100% and our concentration's on going over there and winning it. We're not going over there to sit deep and protect our two goal lead. But at the same time, we keep a clean sheet and we're in a Champions League final again. So that's important for us.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. This is done.
Thank you, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.